A peaceful protest in downtown Atlanta turned violent Saturday in the wake of the death of an activist killed by authorities last week. What started as a peaceful march up Atlanta's famed Peachtree Street turned violent when a smaller group of protesters with rocks and fireworks in front of the Atlanta Police Foundation broke windows and lit a police car on fire. On Wednesday, a small group was protesting the site of a planned public safety training center that they dubbed Cop City. When authorities cleared that group, they say a 26-year-old activist shot and wounded an officer. That person was shot and killed by police, but activists questioned the official version of events, calling it a murder and demanding an independent investigation. I'm Julie Walker.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shaped the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisiscle.com/podcast.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.